Whatever, grumbled Brax. I don't have feelings. Then he turned into a rock and had to be taken to Nurse Riley. The rest of the students read a poem called The Little Mermaid. Then Mrs. Starr played ocean music through the speakers and called them to the carpet area of the classroom. She can't find her parents. Feel her sadness, cried Miss Starr. She dropped to her knees and made swimming motions with her arms. I didn't sign up for dance class, whined Andres from the ceiling. Give it a chance, said Miss Starr. You can be a hungry shark if you want to, or an angry shrimp, or a stoic rock. On second thought, don't be a rock. We never want to make fun of Brax.
There are no such thing as mermaids,
Willa grumbled.
Not true, Miss Starr said. No one has seen one for over 100 years, but they did exist.
Sebastian rolled around on the carpet, apparently feeling feelings. Pepper scrunched into a ball with her head between her knees. Nori pretended to be a sad seaweed. She swayed over to Elliot, waving her arms swishily above her head.
I'm really, really sorry, she said to him, about the skunkophant and your sparky friends.
Go away, Elliot said. I'm very busy being a blobfish.
A blobfish?
Nori studied Elliot. He was leaning against the wall, not doing a thing. Elliot became even more blob-like.
Yes, and I am feeling annoyed. I wonder if you can guess why.
Because blobfish look like they're made out of dough?
Nori asked hopefully.
Nope, that's not why,
he scowled.
You're not going to turn into a blob kitten now, are you? A blitten?
Nori shivered.
Gross.
I can't make any promises, she said. But I'll try not to.
Just then the ceiling opened and rain poured down on all of them. A lot of rain.
Sorry, yelled Willa. No need to apologize, cried Miss Starr, running to grab the umbrellas. This is a teachable moment. Let's all talk about why the rain just happened. Let's understand the connection between your feelings and your magic.
The rain stopped. Everyone got their spare clothes from the cubbies, and the janitor was called in again. But even though it was Willa who had caused the problem, it was still Nori that no one wanted to talk to.